From the News Center, a news focus.
The Catawissa Creek in northeast Pennsylvania has a connection to mining, which lingers today. Ed Wojtowicz of the Catawissa Creek Reclamation Association talks about drainage tunnels.
Tom Hicken Creek, which is the biggest tributary to the Catawissa, and there are two drainage tunnels there. Oneida number one is in a community called Eagle Rock. There's a tunnel that comes out below a lake in there. We were able, with the cooperation of Eagle Rock, let us use some property to put a system in there to treat the water from Oneida one.
On the Catawissa branch, there are three tunnels.
Catawissa Tunnel, which has minimal impact on the stream, is low flow. Green Mountain Tunnel, again, relatively low flow. And then Audenried Tunnel, which provides over 80% of the acid load to the Catawissa.
Those remnants from mining are still being worked on today. Restoring the Catawissa Creek from its connection to mining has been a decades-long affair.
I'm fond of saying it's maybe the most beautiful screwed-up stream in the state. The water is gin clear. It's not orange or black, and the fisheries people are just wild about getting the water quality up because the bottom between sand and gravel and cobble and boulders is like ideal. It's full of riffles. It's got a riparian buffer over 95% of the streamway.
Getting local residents and officials involved is part of a collaborative effort to call attention to the waterway.
Everything is there to make it a world-class trout fishery, except for the water quality.
Ed Wojtowicz of the Catawissa Creek Restoration Association. Find out more at the Eastern Pennsylvania Coalition for Abandoned Mine Reclamation site at epcamr.org. For Outdoors PA and the Radio Pennsylvania Network, I'm Tori Gates.